Richard's house this morning. Appreciate his help. Got a lot of things desire God to see God do. And things this morning, I thought Brother Howard was praying. There's things that I don't understand. And be honest, I'd like to do it. I'd like to see it done yesterday. I'd like to do it myself, but I can't. Done tried. And I thought Brother Howard been preaching, you know. It seems when we can't do it, that's when God steps in and does it by the hand of God. And I don't know that I can look you in the eyeball this morning and tell you for an absolute certainty that I'm there on things, Brother Robert, completely, and what I desire to see done, because we like to get our hand in the middle of things. But I know God can get me there, and I believe God to do it. And there's some things that I desire to see God do that I know, speaking to you this morning, that I can't do. But I got to get there in my heart, and I mean just really give it all to God, just let go of it and say, all right, Lord, here I am. I can't get myself in the pool. I'm unable to get in the water. I can't get there, but Lord, you can. And that's where we got to get. We just got to get there. And may the Lord help us this morning. We'd pray and look to him and ask for his assistance. I trust him to help us this morning. You listen to the word of God. May it help you. And it's his word, not mine. And it's forever settled in heaven, O Lord. Ephesians chapter 5 this morning. We'll look there. If you have your Bible, we'll look there. I'm going to attempt to, if I can, finish this chapter. Don't know if I will. It's God's business. We'll trust him to do what he wants to do. Here in Ephesians chapter 5, I'm going to read a few verses. I think we're finished off at. And then we're going to move on. He said, speak and do yourselves in Psalms. Well, prior verse, he said, be not drunk with wine, whereas in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual song, seeking, making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's an attribute. That's a proof, Brother Robert, that a man is filled with the Spirit. That doesn't make him filled with the Spirit, but that's because he is filled with the Spirit. That's what takes place. That's the Holy Ghost in you doing that. He said, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our access this morning to God and the Father. Thank God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we pray. We pray. I think that's right according to the scripture now this morning. Everybody, I guess, don't see everything eye to eye. But listen, I don't have no access to the throne of God, to God and the Father, but by the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my access. That's why we pray that way. We pray in his name. That's why we pray that way. Because that's our access to the throne of God. You don't have none without that. You don't have none outside of that. You have no access to God apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have none. You don't have none. You don't have it. Listen, the Holy Ghost is in us this morning, Brother Hyatt, because he sent him. He sent him. He sent his Spirit. Spirit of God's in you, thank God, the Holy Ghost. Your access, thank God. I understand and know that. But listen, it's him. Thank God it's him. He said, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that way. It's our access. Listen, I'm going to move on. Listen to what he said here in the Word of God. He's speaking to them, Brother Robert. He spoke about being filled with the Spirit, and then he's speaking of some things that's going to take place in a Spirit-filled person's life. This is going to take place. It's just not something that we can drum up and we can make action towards that'll cause us or make us filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost in you, the filling of the Holy Spirit, brings these things to being. This is fruit of the Spirit. This is his fruit, not mine, not yours. It's his, thank God. This takes place. This is God in you, both the will and do of his good pleasure. He's working in and through you and because you're filled with the Spirit. He said here in the Word of God. Now listen to this, verse number 21. I want to hit this just a little bit, and I want to look at some other scripture. And I'll try my best to not be out of context. I think it's right, thank God, what he's saying here. He's speaking now here to Spirit-filled people. He's telling them, commanding them. This is a command from God, Brother Hyde. It's not a request, really. He said, but be ye filled with the Spirit. This is a command from God to the people of God that we're to be filled with the Spirit of God. And I'm not always, Brother Hyde, I'm not always there, but it's still, it's a command from God. This ain't no request. This ain't no request, God saying, would you please be filled with the Spirit? It's a command, Brother Robert. He's writing this to his church, and this is a command from God. But be ye filled with the Spirit. Be ye filled with the Spirit. Notice verse 21. He said, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now, I'm not the pastor, and I'm not preaching to nobody, Brother Hyde. But I'm telling you this, God preached to me when I read this right here. He preached hard to my heart, brother, in conviction. And I'm going to tell you, I fail in it, Brother Hyde. I fail in it. I think that we do as people of God. We fail in this area, and it hurts. It does. It hurts the working of God. It hurts the church. Notice this. I'm going to read some other scripture, but notice this. He said, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now, I'm going to go ahead a little bit, and I'm going to come back. And he said, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands unto the Lord. Now, this submitting in verse 21, this submitting in verse 21, Brother Robert, has the same meaning as the submit in verse number 22. It's the same meaning. It's the same word. It's the same root. It comes from the same. You look it up and study it out. It takes the same meaning. He said, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. But this submitting, verse 21, it's the only verse in the Bible that this word's used. He said submitting. What the word submitting means, takes the meaning of submit yourselves unto obedience one to another. That's what it takes the meaning of. It's a submission, brother Robert. It's again, like in verse 22, it takes the meaning of an inferior position. You're not above that the one another, but you submitting yourselves one to another. You coming into subjection to one to another. Listen, this is spiritual now. This is talking about the things of God, but we're to submit ourselves to one another. That's what he said. It's plain and simple. And there's no explaining that away. It means exactly what he's saying here. Submitting yourselves one to another. Notice this, in the fear of God. Now, Brother Hyde in the church this morning, that really takes the same meaning as in verse 22 when he's speaking to the wives, where he says, as unto the Lord. In verse 21, he said here, Brother Robert, he said in the Word of God, he said, in the fear of God. In the fear of God. I'm to submit myself to you. I'm to submit myself to you in the fear of God. Not as men pleasers, not as eye pleasers, not that I might look right in the sight of man and do that to please man. That's wrong before God too, Brother Hyde. God knows that and sees that, and that ain't right, and God ain't pleased with it. I'm not to do it to please man, but he said, in the fear of the Lord. In the fear of the Lord, submit yourself. Can you submit yourself one to another in the fear of God? Can we do that? Well, we can if we're filled with the Spirit of God. If we're filled with the Spirit, if we're filled with the Holy Ghost, we can submit ourselves. I want you to look in Corinthians, and I know that this is a different scripture, and I understand what's going on here, but they were not submitting themselves one to another. They were not submitting themselves one to another, Brother Hyde, and Paul rebuked them sternly here. He did. He rebuked them strongly more than one time. And the church of Corinth, no doubt, had their issues and they had problems, just like every church has issues and had problems. We're not super duper spiritual this morning. I'm not condemning and kicking at the church of Corinth. I'm just going to read to you what the man of God wrote to them. And he said here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we know this scripture, they has taken one another to law, and they were going before unbelievers, Brother Hyde, really. They wasn't even coming before the church. They was going before unbelievers and taking one another to law and taking the matters between brothers and sisters out into the world. And I understand, though, that in this context, and Paul rebuked them for that. But notice what he said, Brother Robert. He said here in the Word of God, he said, I speak to you shame. Is it so, verse 5, that there is not a wise man among you, no, not one that shall be able to judge between his brother? Notice this, but brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. I'm not sure if I can say what, if I can, Brother Hatt, if it'll be all right. I want to say what I think on this verse, and I think what Paul's telling them in this scripture. If there's an issue in the church, then it ought to stay in the church. It ought not go outside of it. It ought not never go outside of it. That's not, listen, but I'm getting to the submitting, what Paul's saying here. I could go a lot farther this morning, but I'm not trying to preach to you. I go a lot farther in this where the Word of God, what this means in the Word of God. But I'm not going to go there this morning, but I want you to look at what Paul says right here. He said, now therefore is, he said, but brother go to law with brother and that before the unbelievers. Notice this, now therefore there is utterly a fault among you. He's saying this is a fault. He said, because you go to law one with another, why do you not rather take wrong? Looks to my light, Brother Hyde. If a man's going to rather take long, there's going to have to be some submission. He's going to have to bring himself or herself to an inferior position and say, I'd rather submit and take the fault as to do wrong or as to take this on or to carry this on, and especially that before unbelievers. He said here in the Word of God, why do you not rather take long? Notice this, why do you not rather suffer yourselves? Notice this, to be defrauded. That's strong rebuke the man of God's given to this church. He's saying it's a fault, Brother Robert. It's wrong. It ain't right. Nay, you do wrong and defraud, and that your brother. He said, well, you ought to rather be defrauded yourself, but instead you're defrauding, and that your brother. They wasn't submitting themselves one to another, Brother I. If I'm submitting myself to you, that I'd rather take it and be the fraud of myself and rather take wrong myself and take it before God and ask the God of heaven in the fear of God and as unto the Lord, I'd take my issues before God and I'd take the fault and I'd take the defraud myself rather than to defraud someone else. In the church, they was doing that to brother, but here in Ephesians, he said, submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now, can I say this, Brother Hyatt? It's backwards. This is backwards from what he's saying here. This is the exact opposite. If I don't submit myself, and I'm not willing to put myself in an inferior position, and I don't do things in the fear of God, and I take it outside of God, then that's not the fear of God. It's not. It's not, Brother Hyde. I don't this morning. But if I had a problem between me and you, I ain't got no problem that I know of, Brother Hyde. God knows my heart. But if I had a problem, then I ought to come to you. That's right. Yeah. It ought to stay there. But I ain't going to buy the help of God. I'm not going to go getting on phone. I'm going to hit it this morning. God help me, social media, and spread it. I ain't going to do that, Brother Hyde, because that's going before the world. That's going before the law. That's taking it out there. I'm going to submit myself. Right? I'm going to submit myself before you, and in humility I can come to you, Brother Hyde, and as man to man we can talk this thing out, look in the Word of God, and settle it according to the Word of God, and then settle. But if I don't do that, I'm not submitting myself. I'm not willing to put myself in an inferior position. What he's saying here, it'd be better for you to take wrong and be defrauded than not to submit yourself and put yourself in an inferior position. Put yourself in an inferior position, submit yourselves one to another, and Brother Hyde, in the fear of God, and take it to God. Take it to God. If there is something, if there's not, praise God, then submit yourselves one to another anyway. He's just saying submit yourself. So it's a daily life. It's a living, thank God, submitting ourselves one to another. We're going to get there, praise God. He's speaking here. We know that he's speaking in this scripture, Brother High, about a mystery of Christ in his church, and he's speaking of a husband and wife here. We understand that. And he's speaking, submit yourself one to another, thank God. Listen, we're to submit ourselves to Christ. Listen, Christ is the ultimate example and the ultimate one that did everything, became me, and lived as me, and did everything that he's commanding me to do. He did, Brother Hyde. He absolutely, all the way to the death of the cross, submitted himself completely to the will of the Father. He did everything the Father sent him to do. He did everything that was the will of God to do. He never backed out of it, squirmed out at one time, never sidestepped, never said a wrong word, never was disobedient in anything. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He did everything, submitting himself to the Father. That's what he said while he's here, brother. He came to do thy will, O God. He came to do the will of God. He submitted himself to that. Listen, we're not talking about me or you. I'm not talking about me or you. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, sovereign God of all eternity, submission. He prayed in the garden, Brother High, submitting himself to the will of God. God, Brother Robert, while he was doing it. God, while he's doing it, Brother High. He was God when he was in the garden. But he's submitting. He commands us to submit. When he said, not my will, but thine, he's talking about that cup. That's submission, Brother Robert. That's submission. That's getting small, if I can say this, inferior, although he's inferior to none, Brother Hyde. But as a man, Christ Jesus, he submitted himself to the will of the Father, and he went to Calvary. If you want to say this, we want people to say that he had the power to stop it. Well, sure, he's God. But he, listen, God submits himself to his own will. That's what he does. So in that, it wasn't going to be stopped. Could he have stopped them? Sure he could. He could have looked at them men that had died. However he chose to do that, he could have, but not in the will of God. The will of God was to go to Calvary. And that's what he came to do. Submit yourselves, he said here in the Word of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband. Notice this, as unto the Lord. Wives, I want to say this. I mean, he's talking about the husband too. He said, wives, submit. That's the same thing right there. Inferior position. Submit unto obedience. Submit yourselves, notice this, unto your own husband. Here it is, as unto the Lord. When you submit yourself to your own husband, he said, do it as unto the Lord. It's right in the sight of God. That's a good place. Listen, wives, this morning, that's the best place you could be at in the will of God, is in the submission to your own husband, because God set it up that way. That's who God gave you. Thank God to be, it would get there, but he's your husband, and that's the way God set it up. Well, God set it up. Now, wife was made for the husband, but he said, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. There's the meat of it right there, as unto the Lord. Just like Brother Tom, we submit ourselves one to another in the fear of God. In the fear of God is the meat of that verse right there. In the fear of God. That's how you do it. Brother Hatt, that's why we do it. That's what, listen, the Holy Ghost is going to tell you to do it for that reason. In the fear of God, as unto the Lord. That's what, listen, that's God's work. Notice this. He said, verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife. Now, ladies, listen, there's a lot of folks, and I'm not speaking to West Side, so to speak, this morning, but there's a lot of folks in this world. We all have issues with it. A man's got an issue with the man side of it here too, Brother Hyde. I'm going to get there in the scripture. We have issues with it. We come short, I think. I do, Brother Hyde. I try my best, but I come short of it. But he's saying here, submit yourself. He said, for the husband is the head of the wife. Listen, that does not belittle you this morning, wife. That does not belittle you. He said the husband is the head of the wife. God made it that way. Notice this. He said the husband is head of the wife. Here it is. Even as Christ is the head of the church. He's the head. We're the body. He's the bride. He's the bridegroom. We're the bride. This thing is a mystery. He said here the word of God, but he's giving reference. I think he it's a mystery, and he's speaking of him and his church, Brother High, but he means what he says here to the husband and wife. This ain't no parable. This is what he's saying here. He said here in the word of God, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Notice this, he's saying here now on the other side of that, as Christ is to the church, then husband, you're to be that to your wife. And as the church is to Christ, wife, you're to be that to your husband, as unto the Lord. Both ways. Notice this, as unto the Lord, because he's the example. That's what he did. He said here in the Word of God, submit yourself for the husband. Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Notice verse 24. He said, therefore, that's in relevance he's making concerning what he's just said there, if I can put it in my words. I'm not no English scholar, and the words is leaving my mouth and mine right at the moment, Brother Robert. But he said, therefore, he's making reference to the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. He's making reference to wife, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. He said, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ. Now, we're subject unto Christ. The church is. If it's a church, the church is subject unto Christ. He's the head, Brother Robert. He's the head. I'm not, you're not, no man is, Brother High. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church. He's the rock, and it's his church. He's the chief cornerstone. The apostles were laid in the foundation right there. But the chief cornerstone, me and Brother Heist spoke about it, it's got to be set straight. If it ain't, the whole building's crooked. If it don't start out square, none of it'll be square. Ain't that right, Brother Robert? You know a bit about construction. Keith, you do. And I ain't no good at it, but I know this much. If you don't get it square in the corner, it won't be square. It ain't going to happen. Don't make no difference what you do. It'll have waves in it. You might get it back right at the other end, but it won't be right in between. Even if you get it back right, it'll be crooked and wavy. He said here in the Word of God, he said, Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of God. Therefore, the church is subject unto Christ. So let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. That's what he said. It's what God said. Now, I think in this scripture, in the context of it, sure, he's speaking of spiritual things, and he said, because he said, he commanded us to be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with him. That's a command of God, but be filled with the Spirit. And he said here, the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be their own husbands in everything. That's submitting yourself, wives. That's, he's still in that area. He's still speaking of that. That's submitting yourself to your own husband as unto the Lord, just like the church is to submit themselves unto Christ as unto the Lord. He's the same person, Brother Hatt, Brother Robert. He's the same person in the marriage and the church. He's still the Lord, as unto the Lord. He ain't changed, not changing who he is concerning your marriage, Brother Robert, and concerning the church. He's still the same Lord Jesus Christ. He's the head of the church, and he puts you as the head of your home. He puts you the head over your wife. That's why God set it up. He made Adam, thank God, and then he created Eve for Adam. That's how he did it. God did that. I didn't. God set every bit of that up. Did he have to? Well, he had to according to his own will. That's why he did it that way. That's the only thing that governs God is himself, Brother Hyde. Nobody, nothing else governs the hand of God, only his own will. He's self-sufficient. He governs himself, Brother Robert. You say, why did he do it that way? Because it was the will of God for him to do it that way. That's why he did it that way. He spoke the light, the things into existence, but he made man. Why did he do it that way? Because it's his will, thank God. I tell you this much, what I think, his voice, he spoke it, but he put his hand to the greatest creation that he ever created, and that was mankind in his own image. Far exceeds the sun, far exceeds the stars, the moon, the earth, the planets. You're much greater than that, Brother Robert. Much greater creation of God. All things are created by him. We understand, know that. That includes everything. All means all. You can't exclude anything out of it. There's nothing you can take out of that that God did. He said here in the Word of God, so let the wives be their own husband and everything. Now he said, husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church, notice this, and gave himself for it. This is a command. This is a command, Brother Robert. I think literally it is a command to us in this life that we're living. He is speaking of Christ in his church. I understand and know that. But he's speaking to us also while we're here, Brother Robert, while we're here. This is a literal daily applicable scripture, if I can say that, Brother Hyatt. It's written to us. It's written to us. You can't super spiritualize it so much that you exclude it from applying to everyday living. That ain't you can't do that with the Word of God, Brother Robert. I understand this. I'm gonna get to the mystery. But he said here in the Word of God, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Listen, Christ came for the church. He came to this earth. He left the presence of God. He left glory. He left heaven, Brother High. And he came to this earth for the church. Now he said, even as Christ also loved the church. How much? I wrote some things down that Christ did for the church. He did a whole lot more. There ain't enough room in my Bible to write down what he did for the church. Just wrote some things down that God gave me. Yesterday I was looking at this. He said, notice this, Christ and gave himself for Christ lived for the church sinless. He became you. He became in the likeness of sinful flesh, yet without sin. He did that for the church. He didn't have no sin, Brother High. He didn't come to die for himself. He didn't come to die for his own sins. He didn't have none. It's impossible. He's impeccable. His sin's not a part of who he is. He can't sin. Not only he didn't, but he can't. It's not him. He's holy. He's righteous. But listen, he lived for the church a sinless life. He lived clean before and for the church. That's why he lived that way. That he might be my sacrifice. That's perfect, and I'm not. And you're not. That's why you can't be mine. That's why I can't be yours. There had to be one that was greater than I, Brother Hyde, if he's going to die for me. Had to be one greater than you if he's going to die for you and satisfy God and God be pleased with it, thank God, and justify you before a holy and righteous God. Well, surely, listen, it had to be him. He had to be him. That's why man can't do it, because you're not good enough. I'm not good enough. I can't die for you. Can't die for me. You can't die for yourself. You're unclean and you're undone before God, but Christ brought that together, thank God. He reconciled it and brought us back together between man and God. He said here in the Word of God, but he lived for the church a sinless life. Notice this, he was obedient in his submission for the church. He's going to Calvary, Brother Hyatt, and that's the only way it can be. It's the only way it can be. It's the only way it can be. There's no other way. There's no other way. Christ had to die. Read your Old Testament. His lamb, it had to be without spot and without blemish. Had to be the best they had. But couldn't take away our sins. But God did require that lamb without a spot and without a blemish. They couldn't bring a lamb that was spotted or had something was wrong with its ear about to half fall off or it had a problem with it. It had to be the best, the perfect one that they had. That's what they had to bring before God, because that's what God requires. Well, he gave himself, thank God, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. And he was obedient for the church. Notice this, he died for the church. He died on Calvary for the church. Now listen, husbands, he's saying love your wives even as Christ also loved the church. Christ died for the church. Christ arose for the church. Christ ever liveth for the church. He's alive this morning, Brother High, for the church, for us, thank God. He arose, thank God, that he might justify us before God. He living right now this morning. Why did he do all this? For the church, his body, thank God. Them that he loved, them that he purchased, thank God. Them that was his, them that the Father gave to him. That's why he did it. Now, the church this morning is in relationship with this wife And this wife is in relationship with the church. And men, we're in this that he's speaking of, Brother Hyde. Man, husband, you're in relationship with Christ in this, and Christ is in relationship with the husband in this. He said here in the Word of God, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Listen, the church, he put the church ahead of himself. He did, Brother Hyde. He's sovereign God now, supreme authority, creator of everything. Always has been. Never been a time he wasn't. Self-sufficient. He loved the church that he put the church above himself, and he died for us. You think about it. Everything he did, he did it for his church. He did it for his body, thank God. And he's telling the husband right here that even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Husbands, that's what we're to do. Give ourselves for them. Now, I don't say this morning. I'd say, Brother Hyde, along always, the spiritual is above the temporal and the natural and the physical. And we're to love our wives as Christ loved the church, and we're to give them that they need, Brother Robert, spiritually. But don't kick out the everyday living and the natural and the physical either. Can't kick that out. Listen, Brother Robert, you get up, you go to work in the mornings, and you're going, thank God, to support your family. Well, your wife was before your family was. You're going for her. You're going for your children. I tell you what, in a man, listen, husbands, in a husband, if his heart's right with God, that's a driving force that has the power to overcome anything and everything that'll hit you on a day-to-day basis. I'm talking about, Brother Hyde, the natural, the physical, the spiritual, what in any realm of our lives towards our wives, if my heart is right with God, nothing can stop me for doing for my wife like Christ did for the church. If my heart's right with God and I'm filled with the Spirit that he commanded me, I can do that. Because there's a force in you that's the power of God, Brother Robert, that the world or nothing else can stamp out. You're going to fulfill the will of God in that. Why? As unto the Lord, in the fear of God. You know it's right before God. The Holy Ghost, if you're filled with him, if you're walking in the Spirit of God, then the Holy Ghost is going to say, get with it, thank God. I'm putting in my words, but he's going to give you what you need, thank God. And he's going to lead you that way. He's going to direct you that way. He's not going to tell you to not do it. He's going to tell you to do it. He's going to tell you to do exactly, listen, like Christ did for the church. You're going to do the same. You have the same love and desire towards your own wife, and thank God, and you're going to take care of her. You're going to feed her spiritually. You're going to give her that she needs. Now, everybody's their own person, Brother Hyde, and you can't eat for nobody else. You can't. Eating even for your own wife. Now, I know, Brother Robert, there's a God side, and we believe that. But I'm telling you this much, you did have to submit and repent before Christ to receive him. You had to do that. Now, there was a day in his power that he brought you to that. But you did have to. Just like Christ had to die, you had to submit yourself to him. He said, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Why? That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church. Notice this, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. That he did this, that he might, listen, again, here in the Word of God, I said he did these things for the church, that he might present it to himself a glorious church. He's presenting it to himself. Why did he do this? He, to set you apart, thank God, to set you apart. He said that he might present it, church, to himself. You see how everything's in Christ? Do we see that? He said here in the Word of God, a glorious church not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. But when he shall appear, we shall be made like him, for we shall see him as he is. And I wrote this in my Bible, Brother Robert. Christ died. Now listen to me, church. For you to be the church and for others to be in the kingdom of God and in the presence of God here on this earth and on the other side. Now hear me out. You have to be as perfect as he is. Don't keep me to the ground and not hear what I'm saying. You have to be as perfect as he is. Listen, Brother Robert, and that's exactly what he did. Read what he said. He said that he might present it to himself, a glorious church. Notice this. Not having spot. Sinful man has spots. Or wrinkle. We got wrinkles. He's not talking about the wrinkles in your skin when you get older. He said, or any such thing. That's unholy and unrighteous, anything. He said, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Well, that's him, Brother Robert. That's him. He's holy and he's without blemish. He's going to present us, Brother Hyde. He's presented us. He's presented us. And in the sight of God, before God, Brother Hyde, we're as holy as he is. We're without spot and we're without blemish. How did we get that way? Because he gave himself for the church that he might do that. We have to be. You have to be, thank God. I wrote this in my Bible. We'll be made like him, Brother Robert. We don't see that yet in time. But notice this, in time, eternity is revealed and it appears. We're there now. If you're seated in heavenly places, then we are, Brother Hyde, according to Scripture, we're seated in heavenly places right now. Right. Well, wherever that is and however that is, I don't know all about that, Brother Robert, but I can tell you this much, all them that John saw were made like him. And they were without spot, and they were without blemish, and they were without wrinkle, and they were without any such thing that was holy, unholy and unrighteous before God. They were clean, thank God. They were clean, thank God. They were perfect, thank God. How'd they get there? Man didn't make himself that way. Christ did. He loved the church and gave himself for it. He said, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. If you want to just absolutely, he said, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Now, I'm going to tell you why I believe that is. That's because you're one. That's because we're one, Brother Hyde. The church in Christ is one. He spoke of that. I'm going to paraphrase it, but he spoke of us being one with him, even as he and the Father were one. That's that we're alike. We're a oneness. We're not separate. You and Miss Meyer are one. I go to see my uncle a lot of times, and my aunt, they've been married over 40 years. My uncle was in Vietnam, and I go to see him. Saw him this past July. And I try, every time I'm down there and I get ready to leave, Brother Hyde, I look at them. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Hyde, they love one another. Yeah. And I told my aunt, I said, you know, Sam, he's my uncle, blood kin. And she's my aunt by marriage. But she's every bit as much my aunt as he is my uncle. And I do for her look as well towards her as I do my own uncle. Why is that? But I told her, I said, because y'all are one. You're not two separate people. In the sight of God, you're one. That's how he made it. That's how he did it. They two should become one. And Christ and his church are one. He said to this, I got to close, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. He's going to tend to it. He's going to tend. He said, you're going to tend to your own flesh. He said, if you love your wife, you love yourself, so you're going to tend to her. Notice it's valuable to you. He said, and cherisheth it. She's valuable to you. The church, listen, the church is a possession of the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother High. I think this is right, Brother High. It's the most valuable thing that he holds to him. To him. It's the most valuable thing he holds. Husband, here on this earth, your wife is the most valuable thing you have. He said, I love my children and grandchildren. Yeah, but she's first. She's first. She was there, Brother Robert. You didn't have three boys and a girl when you married Miss Heather. She is there first. It's come from that. He said in this word of God, he said, notice this, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife. Notice this, and they two shall be one flesh. We're one with Christ. You're one with your wife. Wife and a husband are one. The church and Christ are one. He said, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, now y'all know what that means. I hope you do. He said, it's a mystery. And he said, I'm really speaking concerning Christ and the church. That's really the meat of the message of the letter that he wrote to them, Brother Hyde, what I've just went over. That's really the spiritual meat of the Word of God that we just read. He's speaking concerning Christ and church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself. No man ever yet hateth himself. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. Not a mystery. He's speaking of Christ in the church. But that last verse of scripture there, Brother Robert, that last verse, verse 33, Brother Hyde, he said, nevertheless. Now, this is why I take this to mean. In that moment, in that verse of scripture right there, if you can allow me to say this, don't take it the wrong way, but he stepped outside of that mystery that he's speaking about concerning Christ's church because he said, nevertheless. Even though that's what I'm speaking of, spiritually, here's the meat of the letter. Here's the meat of the message. It's Christ and his church. Yeah. Nevertheless, you to love your wife even as you love yourself, and the wife's to reverence her husband. Yeah. That's everyday living. Yeah. That's spiritual. If you love your wife as yourself, Brother Robert, that's spiritual in itself. And if she in the fear of God, and if she reverences you as unto the Lord, that's spiritual. You say, how's that spiritual? Because God said to do it.
Right.
I know a man can keep some commands, and that don't make him spiritual. But a spiritual man does follow the commands of God.
Sure.
Because he loves the Lord, and he keeps his commandments.
Sure.
You can't totally separate that. Here's the thing, church. There's a cause and an effect. There's a power and then there's work done. And the cause and the power is always before the work and the effect.
Yeah.
God bless you. Love you. Appreciate you hearing.
Amen.